The question tonight, could Governor Tony Evers veto the entire state budget over cuts made to the University of Wisconsin budget?
The Joint Finance Committee late this week voted to cut $32 million from the UW system operating budget, along with 188 positions to target diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts. Governor Evers had threatened to veto the budget in the event of such cuts. Budget writers also voted to approve a $3.5 billion income tax cut. The largest reductions are for people in higher income brackets, like married joint filers, making more than $405,000 of income. Evers has said he opposes the top bracket tax cut. Republicans herald the cuts as they wrapped up budget work, sending it on to the legislature.
We believe this is a historic budget. We invest historic amounts of money in our core priorities while also providing for a historic tax cut, largest tax cut in history.
It is misguided priorities entirely that we've seen up and down this budget. And the fact that people are going to lose their jobs and multimillionaires are going to make an additional $1.8 million because of this is an absolute shame.
In Washington, and of importance to Wisconsin, Congress is working on the Farm Bill, an omnibus multi-year bill that focuses on farm commodity support programs and most especially on nutrition assistance for low-income people like the SNAP or Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Wisconsin 3rd District Congressman Derek Van Orden sits on the House Agriculture Committee and has held listening sessions on the 2023 Farm Bill. We talked with him earlier this week and started by asking what farmers are telling him are their priorities.
Across the district and across the nation, because we've been holding these listening sessions from the Agriculture Committee around the country, Texas, California, Oregon, Florida, New York State, upstate New York, and we'll be bringing G.T. Thompson to the district, the chairman of the Ag Committee, coming up here next month. We hear the same thing really across the board, that input costs are having a devastating effect on our farms. People are concerned about being able to turn their farms over to the next generation of farmer. And we have to remember that if we want family farms, that's what that means, passing a farm from one generation to the next. They're very concerned about labor also. Those are really kind of the top three things.
Yeah. So when you say input costs, you mean the cost of growing the things that farmers are producing?
Diesel, fertilizer, seed. And then if you want to count equipment costs in there also, because spare parts are going up a tremendous amount across the board. One of the things that we have to do is get back to being energy independent.
By far the largest expenditure in the Farm Bill is the Nutrition Assistance Program for low-income households. About 80%, I understand, of a potentially trillion-dollar 2023 Farm Bill. What changes would you like to see around food stamps or food share, as we call it here in Wisconsin?
Well, it's actually 81%. And I volunteered to be on the subcommittee for SNAP because I was raised in abject rural poverty by a single mother. And we were on what was then food stamps. It's no longer, you don't have a stamp anymore. It's the SNAP program. So I used those programs as a child. And we had subsidized school lunches. I had government cheese. When I was being shot at as an active duty Navy SEAL, my wife and I used WIC to help feed my children. So I wanted to be on the SNAP committee because people on both sides of the aisle need to understand that these are vital programs and they're designed to be a hand up, not a hand out, because you want people to get back on their feet again. And there are times when Americans need this assistance. So one of the things that we got through that the Biden administration said was a non-starter was the work requirements. And who those apply to are able-bodied adults without dependents. And 79.5% of Wisconsinites voted for work requirements in April. 80% of the 3rd Congressional District voted for those work requirements. And I think it's really important that people understand the dignity of labor. I remember getting my first paycheck from a guy named Raleigh Bevins. He handed it to me, and I was so proud because I knew that I'd earned that money. And that started a system for me of working and being more independent. So when people are able to support themselves and their families, it gives you a great feeling of pride. And once you can take pride in your work, you tend to do better throughout society. And that's what we're trying to do, make sure that people are in a place where they can become productive members of society. And that's why I wanted to be on the SNAP committee, to see how we can shape the policies to make the most sense with that.
One thing I don't understand is that already the new debt ceiling law imposes new work requirements for older people who get food share or the supplemental nutrition assistance. Would both things be happening at the same time then?
No, they'll have to be rectified. The law has to be congruent. And raising the limit, I'm 53 years old. I work probably, I don't know, 16 hours a day when I'm here in Washington, D.C. And we're talking about 20 hours a week, 20 hours a week, either working, looking for work, seeking job training, or being educated for a job. That's 20 hours a week. And as I said, 79.5% of Wisconsinites and 80% of the 3rd Congressional District voted for work requirements. So we are not out of line with the thinking of the vast majority of the state of Wisconsin. I won by 3.8 points. I didn't win by 80%. That means a lot of Democrats in my district want these work requirements, and I was sent here to Washington, D.C. to represent them along with the Republicans that voted for me.
Is the inference there that people who might be accepting food share dollars to buy food because they are low income are just lazy?
No. And I really think that's wholly inappropriate that you'd even ask me that question. That is just silly. I told you I grew up on food stamps, and my mother was not lazy by any means. So that is a dog whistle, unfortunately, that liberal media uses to try to entice a Republican into saying something stupid. I volunteered to be on the SNAP program on purpose because these programs are valuable. And my mother, Carol Ann Mulligan, was not lazy. She was 5'2" and harder than woodpecker lips, and she worked as much as she could to take care of me and my brother. So I don't appreciate that question.
I would suggest, sir, that I am not saying that you or your mother or your family were lazy, but that is something that gubernatorial candidate Tim Michels spoke to in his campaign running for governor.
It's 2023, ma'am, and I'm a member of the United States Congress. I didn't run for governor.
Across the aisle, Senator Tammy Baldwin would like to see renewed funding for farmer mental health assistance.
Yes.
How needed is that from your perspective?
The number one facility in each one of my 19 counties that houses people in mental health crises are our county jails. And that's terrible. It's not just our farmers. It's across the board. The mental health issues that have spiked after these incredibly horrific instances of shutting people out of everything during COVID, they've just skyrocketed. And we need to get money for mental health. How that looks, you know, I'm not quite sure, but I went over to Mark Pocan's office to speak to him about this. Now, Mark Pocan and I disagree probably 98% of the time. And that means we agree 2% of the time. And people sent me to Washington, D.C. to find that 2% of the time that I agree with people. And I've actively sought out my Democrat colleagues to solve some of these very, very important issues.
Congressman Derek Van Orden, thanks very much.
Well, you're welcome. Have a good day. Thanks. Thank
you.
You can watch the full-length interview with Congressman Van Orden on our website at pbswisconsin.org/news.